Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy, Cass. Chilling as usual. Sound like my voice going out. Got my man, Father Time, with me. Tell me what's happening.
What's up, man?
Long day, bro. Long day.
Yeah, I know the fella.
Man, feel like my throat going.
What's that?
Huh?
You say your voice going out.
Yeah, man. Damn.
Sucks to be you.
That's what I've been saying for the past couple of days.
What's it going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, man. Shit. What don't happen in the life of Cass?
I think I'm up. I should be good.
Shit, I got more baby mama drama than a law lab. Tell you, dog, when you listen to me, I mean, my life, this is my life. That's my damn life. Life is a fucking Jerry Springer episode.
Hey, it be like that, man.
Oh, seriously, man. Life is a Jerry Springer episode.
Better you than me.
Man, that's what I say. Just want to grab their ass, man. Sometimes just grab a motherfucker and tell them.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
just don't know.
It don't always work out like that.
No, it don't.
I might have lost my damn life just that damn quick. Hello, God. Mother Nature.
Hello.
What's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, nothing. Just laying back chilling.
That's what I need to be doing, laying back chilling. That's exactly what I need to be doing. But the show must go on, so... Let's get this topic started, bro.
Let's do it, man.
Let me ask you, man. Do you have any sexual pet peeves or any little, how can I put this? how would we say this? I'm not going to say so much pet peeves, but like a superstition. Like something you got, like this is your routine. You got to do this before you have sex or, you know, I mean, it's just something you got to do.
No, not really. Not as far as sexual go, but I have other things. But not as far. I don't have no sexual pet peeves. No, I don't have any of those. Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, what other pet peeves or the superstitions you got going into a date?
Well, if I'm going on a date, if I go out with you on a third date, I think they should chip in.
Chip in after the third date, huh?
Yeah, after the third date, man. I think, you know, it should be like, hey, you know, here's $20 on that or something.
Cheap bastard.
Hey, call it what you want, man. I call it being selfish. It's just like if I open the door for you and you don't reach over and unlock the door for me, that's being selfish to me. It's just my opinion. I think that's selfish.
Okay, what if the date, what if that third date y'all went to McDonald's?
Well, shit, here's $5 on that Happy Meal, on that Big Mac meal, that number one or the number two. Well, how about, don't worry about it, baby, I got this one. You know what I mean? Who's to say that the man has to spend every single time?
I agree. But, what you think?
Sorry, were you talking to me?
Yes, I was, dear.
And you ask, what do I think? Well, I think it could be reciprocated. There's nothing wrong with that. It shouldn't have to be one-sided.
Right, I mean, not all the time.
No, it should be balanced out. I mean, yeah, because the man's doing just as much as the female, so it's nothing wrong with, you know, the female chipping in. Or taking a turn.
Okay, but after the third time?
Damn, how many dates is it going to take?
Man, look, I'm just asking. I'm not saying you wrong. Hell, I'm on your side. I'm not asking her opinion. She might say after the fifth time. Damn, dog.
The fifth? There ain't going to be no fourth or fifth. I mean, come on.
I don't know if it's necessarily a number, but I just think that it don't have to be one-sided. It could be, you know, because, I mean, what if it's not that person's payday and it's the other person's payday and, you know, y'all want to do something? Well, okay, I get paid next week. Y'all might be able to do something every week because one payday is his payday, one payday is her payday. So, you know, that's how I look at it. So that way you're always able to do something. But sometimes somebody else pay for it. Because, you know, if you want to do something and, you know, why we got to wait till 2 weeks before we do something again because, you know, that person don't get paid for 2 weeks, you know. So it just evens out. And there shouldn't be nothing wrong with it if you're, you know, going out with them and going out with somebody. And it's, you know, moving towards something, but, you know, if you ain't going to be with them anyway, then you probably ain't going to have more than three dates.
So what's up, dog? After the third date, she ain't paying nothing. Should at least be time for her to drop some draws.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying it's necessarily a number. It's different things for different people.
It's just whatever
the person feels comfortable with.
I hear what you said, Mother Nature, but I'm asking him. Third date, dog.
Third date, man. I'm ghost.
She ain't paid, but she dropped some draws.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
Okay.
Now, if I know that going in, then you know what I'm saying, it would be a third date. But if it's a surprise, we ain't gonna make that third date. Cause if I gotta pay shit, I'm gone. I'm dropping ass off and I'm gone.
What?
Wow. All right, brother, what's happening?
What's up? What's up? All
right. All
right,
brother.
I'm here, right? What are y'all talking about?
We're talking about pet peeves and superstitions that you have before you go on your date, or, I mean, before you deal with a person.
Okay.
Now, Father Time said that his thing is after the third date. What is it? Is it the third date or after the third date, dog? I don't want to be
the
quoted.
Third date. The third.
The third date. Okay. The third date, he feel like you should be chipping in on the bill.
Why is that funny? You don't think you should chip in after about the third date? Come on.
Wait. Okay. Now, it depends on the situation and the person and the, you know, all of that. But if you saying that, like, you going out on dates with a female and you want to split the bill on by the third date?
I'm not saying split the bill. I'm saying chip in on the bill. Like, here you go, babe. Here's $20 on the bill or whatever. You know what I mean? You paid the last two times, so here, I'm going to help you out on this one. What's wrong with that?
You know what, though? I mean, I hear you. And if she did say that, I wouldn't even take her money. I wouldn't. But the fact of knowing that you will be willing to pay, that's aces in my book.
It's a difference. It's a difference between expecting and then, you know what I'm saying, having a woman want, because you can go out on a date and she tell you, I'm paying tonight. But for you to say that you going to, like, basically walk away from the situation because she ain't paid by the, or offered to pay by the third date, that's kind of...
I mean, I you know me and Butter don't agree on too many things, but I kind of got to go with on this one, man. For the third date, that's kind of early.
Yeah. Come on now.
Okay, so what am I supposed to just pay?
Find
other ways to go out and spend time if you don't want to spend money. You understand?
You know what, and I got to agree with her right there. Find something else to do when you ain't got to spend no money, man. I mean, but the third date, the third date, you like, hey, you ain't kicking in on none of this? I mean, dog, that's
why I say it's not necessarily a number. Some people might not want to kick in
until later. Not Mother Nature, me, you, and Butter agree. This is Father Time to say after the second date, it's time for you to kick in.
Right.
Chip something in, man. I mean, come on. We didn't got dressed up. I got on a suit. You got on your little black party dress or whatever they call it. We going out to a nice little restaurant. I'm talking to Bill, $100. It's the third date. Come on, man.
Don't take her ass.
We've been to the same restaurant three times. This is the third day. You know how much the bill is because I'll be telling you.
Okay, Did she drive or you drive?
One second. We got sunshine. What's
happening?
Hey.
What's up, Sunshine?
Hey,
with a Y?
Father Time, with a Y?
That's pretty good. You gotta agree with me, right, Sunshine? You're on my side, right?
Hell no.
Okay, well, let me hear yours. What you gotta say about it? Since everybody think I'm wrong.
Why am I wrong? Because why would you wait to the third date? If anything, it would be the first date. Because you could say that y'all going Dutch. Mm. Y'all might not even like each other's company.
Right.
Well, see, let me tell you. I don't believe in that. I do believe if you ask a woman out, you should pay. I do believe that.
If you ask her out for that third date, then you should still be paying.
Thank you.
No, it don't work like that. Come on now, I'm going to
Don't ask her out for a third date.
Hold on, man. Like Mother Nature said, if it's that week that, you know, you might not got paid and she want to go out, hey, you let her know you ain't got the money, and then she like, all right, well, I got it. No, that's cool. But
exactly.
Yes, that's a totally different
but
situation.
She's like, well, I want to go out, and you like, well, shit.
This the third
okay,
date, baby,
go.
So you got to have your own.
You come on, man. That's a little crashy. You.
Oh, man, that's just one of my pet peeves, man. Oh, that's all I'm saying. You should be willing and wanting to chip in. Because if you're not, that's being selfish.
Not necessarily.
How is that not being selfish if you ain't willing to chip in? That's being selfish.
Wow.
Okay,
think
so if your bill $100, if your bill $100 and she paid a tip, would you be satisfied with that?
If she paid the tip, I'm good with that. I'm good. She's chipping in. As long as she's chipping something in, I'm good with that.
So she could put 50 cents up there and you would be satisfied with that.
Oh,
that's
hell
all
no.
She had.
Okay.
Hell
that's
no.
All she had.
Come up with
I mean, but see, if she
tip.
Don't tell you she finna pull out that money and put it in on a tip, you done already caught an attitude before you just knew whether she was going to pay the tip or not.
You got a point there. You got a point there. Cause you done already said, if I done paid the bill, you already got an attitude right now.
Right.
But you ain't even giving her a chance. I mean, but okay, what if you get hit in the car? Do that suffice for a third date?
That's cool.
That make you forget all about that $100 you just spent there, huh?
Cause she chipping in.
Oh, wow. It's crazy, man.
I never said chipping in mean cash.
Oh, my God.
As long as she's chipping in, we good.
So that goes back to what I said. So if you pay for the third date, you pay. That means, hey, either she gonna pay the tip or she going to fuck on the tip or something, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
I mean, she'd be washing dishes for a half.
Well, damn.
Okay,
I
must just say this, but that was discussed before the third date even came up. That
right.
It shouldn't be no surprise. It should be because, like they say, if the girl ain't got no money, she can't chip in. So that should all be discussed before you go on a third date.
Well, we already talked. She already knows.
She
figured that out when we were getting to know each other.
She gonna have to get her.
Okay, so what if she don't want to go because she can't chip in?
Then
you
I'll
just
take somebody else.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God!
Hey, she's being selfish.
Wow.
Being selfish to me.
Do not go on the third date with 5 times.
Lord, don't please don't.
Lord, I'm just saying, don't be selfish. Is all I'm saying. You know, okay. It's just like the other one I said. If I come and pick you up, I'm coming to your house. I come and pick you up. You invite me in. I lock my doors. You know what I'm saying? We're sitting around, we're talking, we're waiting on our reservation and so forth. When I take you to the car, I open the door for you, I close the door. If you don't reach around and unlock the driver's side door for me, your ass is selfish.
Wow.
Can't nobody disagree with that. You got to unlock that
what
door.
Movie was that? Oh. What movie was that?
What if you got an automatic lock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
then
what?
The doors are unlocked.
So you expect her to get over and open your door?
Yes, I don't see
right.
Wrong with that. Oh. Y'all actually think there's something wrong with that. That's being selfish.
you go sit your pretty ass over there and look in the mirror. And I'm locked out. I'm locked out the door.
The word for tonight's show is selfish.
That's selfish as hell. You can't reach around and unlock the damn door for me? And I just open and close the door
for
you?
He just said the door already unlocked.
No, my car ain't like
unless
that.
Unless you in the old school or don't have an upgrade option of the power lock, then yeah. But if you got a newer model vehicle or a vehicle with power locks, come on now.
And if you're looking for somebody to do something for every, for you to get a return on everything you do, you ain't going to get too far with nothing.
I'm not saying that.
That's selfish.
That is.
Yes,
I agree with you. That's completely selfish. You should be able to unlock the damn door for me. What if my side of the door don't even open? I need you to unlock it for me to get in. Then what? I got to crawl over you to unlock the damn door. Come on now. That's two different situations. It's the same thing.
No.
You don't know that the door don't open. I'm standing outside the door looking at you like, can you unlock the door? I shouldn't even have to ask you. That should have been your first response.
No, now.
If you got power lines.
If you got power locks, you don't have power locks.
I'm just saying, for the scenario, I need you to unlock the door. You have a choice. You can either unlock the door or I can unlock the door with my key. Me personally, I would hope that you unlock the door for me. Because you're right there. You can just reach over and pull the damn handle up.
You could just
and the door's open. True, I could have put the key in.
I guess.
But if you ain't selfish, you done locked that door for me.
I don't know about that one, man. I mean, I've seen that movie too, but I'm just saying that.
That cracked me up.
I know what movie that was. A Bronx Tale. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was it. If she don't open.
I was trying to figure out the movie. I could have been told about that, but the scenario is.
Well, that ain't from no damn movie. That's the way I am. You better unlock the goddamn door. We ain't going nowhere.
Wow.
My key don't work. Get your ass out.
That.
Get back in the house.
Wow.
That's selfish, man.
No.
I mean, that's just too,
personally,
that's
I do that because I both, well, I have doors open for me all the time, so I do it. And my cousin, I have a cousin whose husband does that for her all the time, too. And she unlocks the door for him. So,
I mean, okay, there's nothing wrong with it. And I mean, hell, it's romantic in a sense. But I mean, I personally, I never really looked for that. But then again, I've always had a car that had a power lock. So all you have to do is hit the button.
It's not the point of if they have a power lock or not, because a lot of cars do. But if it has a power lock, if you unlock your door and both the doors unlocked, then no, the man ain't expecting you to reach over and unlock the door because it's already unlocked. But if only one door unlocked, then all you got to do if it's an automatic door is just hit the button and unlock the other door.
Of course, if all the doors unlocked,
he don't want you to reach over and unlock it. It's already unlocked.
I don't like people fucking with my buttons, so it wouldn't bother me. Just don't touch my car. Just sit down.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, enjoy the ride. Don't be fucking with my button. Because if the button break, I'll be like, damn, bitch, you broke my button.
You ain't getting no ride with me. You ain't opening that door.
If you got to come up with all of that, then you're picking the wrong people to go out with.
Mm-hmm.
If you worry about them tearing up your car when they get in it, you're going out with them.
I mean, shit, I got to think about my car. I don't really like people touching it.
Okay, then that's your pet peeve.
Right. I mean, sit down. You ain't got to touch no CDs. Don't be touching the
radio. Right.
Not the radio. You can ask me, hey, can you play something else? Don't get in there saying, oh, I want to see this. First of all, you wouldn't have known that was even in there had you not been touching shit. Stop touching shit.
All right, well, check this out.
I'm with you on that one. I am with you on that one. Don't touch the radio.
Two from you when you get ready to go on a date.
You said what?
Two from who?
Two from my man. When you get ready to go on a date, give me your two of your pet peeves or your superstitions. I told you, man, unlock the door for me and chip in on the bill.
You know what? My biggest pet peeve is don't talk shit to the motherfucker. Don't talk shit to the motherfucker that got to cook the food.
Right.
Do not talk shit to the motherfucker that got to bring me my food. Because I will get up quick and be like, I don't want it. Good day. Bye. Don't talk shit. Do not. I don't give a fuck.
Yes,
God,
that is so true.
This motherfucker is. Don't talk shit to this motherfucker and he got to handle my food.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if we're in a 5-star restaurant. I don't give a fuck if we at McDonald's. Don't talk shit to the motherfucker.
Definitely don't do it at McDonald's.
Whether it's the waiter or the drive-thru, don't talk shit to the people while I'm ordering my food. That right there, that's the... Hey, now, you talking about the motherfucker, you talking about I'm finna take you home? You going home. Don't do that.
I understand that.
All right, give me another one. Don't talk shit to the motherfuckers fucking with this food, y'all.
Right, please, though. That's the quickest way to get. You'll get put. I will tell them people, hey, I am sorry about what she said. Can you please make me and her stuff separate? Matter of fact, I'm going to come in and get mine. You, bitch, get out of the wall. Go home. Call somebody. Hope you got a cell phone. Now, my second one, I guess that would be as far as, like, if we in the car, don't touch my radio, don't talk shit to the motherfucker that's cooking the food. We'll be all right. We'll have a great day going. Right.
Now, let's get one of the females. We'll start with Butter. Butter, you go first. What's two of yours? Pet peeves or superstitions?
Pet peeves, the same thing, like, don't get jazzy with the people that handling the food, delivering the food, making the food. Don't talk all crazy. If you don't like where we at, we can leave. But don't, I have to eat that. I don't want nothing happening to my food. So, you know, don't act no fool.
Now, man, before you do your next one, usually that's the woman. Men don't really talk shit. Women, y'all talk shit.
I've seen men have fits on how their steaks were cooked and how the rims of their glasses. I've seen all that shit. So I've seen men act like little, what you call them, bitches, yeah, about their food. So.
Okay, what's your second one?
My second one. Dirty fingernails. Ew. And I guess the whole get up, like, I can't go out in public and you go into a restaurant and your hands are nasty.
Damn, you sound like he just finished working on a car.
I mean, honestly, I have actually been in a situation where the guy was well dressed, hair all, you know, well groomed and everything, but oh my goodness, when you got to his hands, they were like nasty, just like, I don't know.
Okay, now, just to ask, you know, I gotta ask. I mean, do you know what he did for a living?
No.
I mean, was he a blue collar worker? Did he, you know?
I don't care what he did for a living. If he was able to put on them clothes and not get stains on his clothes, his face was clean and all of that, then how come he couldn't, you know, clean his hands?
Because, like, okay, I mean, I don't know. But you got some people like mechanics. Like, I don't give a fuck how long, how many times they wash their hands. Their hands just look like that dingy color. Because they always working on cars and stuff.
I mean, daily, on a daily basis, that's different. This is on a date, going out.
Right, and that's
but
what I'm saying.
But he's saying that they can't get the dirt off. It just look like that.
Mm.
Yeah, some people's hands just look like that because of the job they do. That's why I asked, did you know what type of job he did?
Mm.
You know, I mean, mechanics are... Mechanics got their hands in oil from, what, the time the shop open to the time the shop closed. Just think, they there 6 days a week, so it's kind of hard for them. That's why I was wondering, now, if he was just a motherfucker, now you talking about he worked in an office, and this shit was just dirty. something wrong.
That's from changing the tone on the frontals and the... He got an excuse, too.
You said what? Not say that again, Sunshine.
Changing the tone on the printers.
Oh well, yeah. But goddamn.
Yeah, but you do that once a month, once every
right.
2 months.
Not every day. Now that one day, he might have some ink on his hand.
That shit is hard to come off, though.
Yeah,
that might have been the one day when they go on the date and she's shitty.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I don't know, man. I had a grease monkey once. I mean,
grease monkey for real? Wow.
It was a grease monkey.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. She was cool and everything. I mean, she ain't never had no fucked up nails or nothing like that. Actually, I always kept her nails done. But that used to be, I used to always be like, if she got one time to come in and touch me with some dirty ass, oily ass hands. She got one time, I'm going to kick her motherfucking ass.
Oh my goodness.
She got one time, she come in here and rub my face. No, motherfucker.
Right,
you know I
wash
my hands.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Mother Nature, you go ahead with your two. Pet peeves or superstitions during dating?
I'm not superstitious, so I don't have any superstitions. I guess I don't really have any.
Oh, here we go. Everybody got them. Everybody got them.
I don't really have any. I mean, not for no date.
All right. Sunshine, what about you?
I mean, heck, usually if I go out with a person, you know, I already know how they are, so I don't really have no.
I mean, you don't shave the armpits or nothing like that? Make sure the armpits shave?
I keep myself shaved anyway, so I ain't got to do it, especially because I'm going on a date.
Well, I'm okay.
Boop. So,
I didn't say what I really want to say, too, so I'm going to let Father Time, take over now when it comes to you. I'm not going to say a whole lot to you. I'm going to let Father Time take over.
All right, well, let's just...
the only thing I would do, and this is, it don't matter if it's a restaurant or a shopping place or whatever, I want what I get how I want it. And if I don't get it how I want it, I'm going to fuss about it. But I ain't going to make a stink about food before I get it. After I get it, if it ain't right, I just don't want it. No, don't bring me no more. You didn't do it right. I don't want it. And I ain't paying for it. Now, I do that, but that's with businesses. That's not a pet peeve about a date.
Mm-hmm. I see what you do. You have to stay there talking about, I want this shit.
No, I'll say specifically how I want my food. If I go into a restaurant and I order a steak, I say I want it, if it's thick, I want it butterfly, and I want it well done, not burnt. If they bring it back and it ain't done the way I want to, I'll tell them this is not what I ordered. I don't want it, and I don't want nothing else, and I'm not paying for it. And I ain't.
Not going out with you.
You won't, because I'll argue it. I always ask for a supervisor or a manager if I don't. If it ain't the way I want.
for me.
Hope you gone. Well, I'm gone anyway.
But that's in a store. If something's on sale and they say, oh, it ain't on sale no more, well, the sale sign is still there, so I want it at that price. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't need a manager.
I mean, that is a benefit. That is a benefit.
But I'm not going to argue about food before I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, Sunshine? What, you got any superstitions or pet peeves when it comes to business? Okay, let's hear it.
My pet peeve is don't touch my purse. Don't move my purse. Don't sit it on the floor. Don't touch it. And if I'm driving, don't touch my damn radio. Actually, I got more than two. If we go to the gas station and I'm driving and I go pay for the gas, the least you can do is pump the gas.
Thanks.
Sis, you got out the car first.
I just said.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying part of the gas for us to go out. You mean to tell me you can't get out and pump the damn gas?
Who car is
your car?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
But you ain't me on the date.
What?
Yeah, you going to be walking. And if I'm paying for the gas.
You're going to be two walking motherfuckers. This is not your car.
Amen.
And I go pay for the gas. You ask to go on the date.
What is your car? Why should I put gas in your car?
Oh my God.
Because I've dated men before that didn't have a vehicle, and they asked me to pick them up to go on the date.
Well, why should I ask before you got there?
Oh my God. Y'all.
Wow.
Y'all need Jesus.
I mean, hey, I have to agree.
I think
with
y'all
you,
just
dog.
Playing.
I don't,
they just
I don't think you
kinda,
should pump
you know,
the gas.
This is y'all. Because
if I wasn't with you, who gonna pump the gas?
Oh my God!
That
I can pump in my damn self.
Oh my God!
I love fella. Come over here, man.
Y'all is joking, right?
There you go, dog. You know, man, you get down to pump my gas for me.
Yeah, go and pump the gas.
I don't care if you do that.
Your car, it ain't
mine.
But
if I got to pay for it, and...
Okay.
Hold on. In this new society that we live in, if my car, and I get out and pay for the gas, and shouldn't you be out pumping?
Exactly, dog.
I've done
that
it before.
Bring me back some gum. Can you get a pack of double man? That's why I always buy Big Red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he make a good point. Okay, Sunshine, you saying if you get out and pay for the gas, he should get out and pump the gas. That should work the same way for the man. If I pay for the gas, you should pump the gas.
We
right?
That's
what I'm saying. And you know what? And I've offered before, so.
No, don't offer. Just have your ass out there standing by the bar.
Well, how much you pay?
No, because some people got a lock on their gas tank.
Well, guess what? You won't know until you get your ass out and see.
Wow.
I ain't never in my life.
You never know.
Never,
now, I'm just saying that because you made it abundantly clear, if it's your car and you paying for the gas, I need to get out of the pump. We living in an age where this is like, we living in an independent women's age. See, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all motherfuckers want that independent shit when y'all want it.
Well, I was just going to say, it brings back to the other point of the car. Now, see, some things women want to be chivalrous, have chivalry on, and some they don't.
Right. Now, you can't have it both ways, and that shit. If I'm pumping your gas, you're going to have to pump mine.
I agree 100%.
20 on 2,
that shit ain't going to happen.
No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say
I agree 100%.
Well, it can be that way if that's if y'all gonna play the independent thing. But if I'm doing all the stuff that you know, like if you want to do the open the door and all that other stuff and blah, you'd be okay, fine. And you put the gas and stuff. Then yeah, I open the make sure the door is unlocked for you. If y'all want to do the chivalrous thing, but if you're going where everybody independent and everybody going Dutch and everybody doing their own thing, then heck, everybody can drive their car and meet up at the place.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ain't
right.
got to worry about nobody right. pumping their gas.
Right, we just meet up.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you there at 7:30.
Then don't nobody got to worry about nobody touching their car, touching their radios, bobbing their gas tank. Buy them a power locks or non-power locks, open the door, close the door.
Hey, that's the game. I'm not pumping your gas. I'm sorry. I'm not pumping your gas. I'll be like, bring me a Snickers back. But I'm not pumping your gas. Fuck that.
I mean, I will pump your gas. But you did make a point, though, when you said that it's my car and I'm paying for it. See, you can't, I mean, that just goes to show that y'all can't have it both ways, man. Can't have it both ways. Because, I mean, if you don't want us to try to get it both ways, then you can't try to have it both ways. That's all I'm saying. But for the record, I will pump your gas. Yeah, especially if I ain't got to pay for it.
And that's the whole point.
Alright, but not the same thing applies to y'all. If you ain't paying for it, shouldn't you be out popping?
You know why I say I would offer, and I have offered, because most men will be like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if I told you yeah? What if I told you yeah?
Then I get out of it.
You'll be looking at me. This motherfucker actually just told me to pump his gas.
I might be like, wow.
I'd probably be thinking it, but I would probably do it. Mm-hmm. If you said, yeah, I would.
Stop at 20. I only put 20 in there.
Like, wow, really? Okay.
Mm. Oh, buddy, you know you're going to pump some gas.
What? What?
Should you pump gas?
What? No.
I'm going to be on her ass quick. Hey, you know, you holler out there.
Don't
hey, right
me.
There. I just
don't
know.
Right. Number six.
Don't do it. You know better than that.
I'm gonna grab me a Snickers.
$20.
Yeah, I'm still gonna come out. Hey, why the gas ain't coming?
Right.
Oh, you didn't feel like pumping today?
Okay. Wow.
I'm sorry. You might not feel like pumping today, but I'm going to be pumping tonight because you damn sure got to give it up.
You know, I got to work it off, okay? Wow. Stop playing games.
Shit, yeah, all right. It look like you see Parker Brothers written on my forehead. God damn it, you gonna pay? You pumping one way or the other.
The Cavs work release program.
Okay. I don't know what your problem is, Bertoretta. You better get on the line, but you get beat down by Cavs. No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to have a real attitude with me. Well, girl, what happened on the date? This motherfucker told me to go in.
That motherfucker.
y'all can have a long talk when she come pick you up.
You done left her, huh? You run there and grab me a Gatorade? Go.
Right.
Come back out with that Gatorade.
Hey, I'm going to Gatorade. This motherfucker that left. Girl, I went inside there, and then I'm going to give her the change, and it ain't going to be enough for the Gatorade. No, they got them on sale for $1. She going to go up there. Oh, no. $1.50, please. Wait a minute.
Gotta
hold up.
$2, dog. Gotta give her $2 so she can at least catch the bus.
Hell no. That dollar she could use, I hope she got a cell phone. So you can call her girl and they can talk all about it.
Right, you gotta at least give a bus fare, man.
No, I don't. Shit.
You're gonna leave her, but you're gonna leave her with bus fare.
Hell no.
What the fuck is the leaving?
No, no, no. Had she been acting like she had some damn sense in the beginning, we'd have never got to that point.
Oh, wow. I don't
understand. Well, everybody that's listening, if I leave you, I'm going to at least give you bus fare.
I'm going to leave you enough for the payphone.
Wow. Lord have mercy. I mean, seriously. They own one tonight. I really think they've been celebrating.
I'm
getting
a bus fare. He ain't even trying to get y'all bus fare.
Well, the one thing we do both agree on, your ass going to get left.
Lord have mercy.
That's the one thing that we are agreeing on. Me and Father Todd are agreeing on that. You will get left. And whether he's nice enough to get your bus fare, and I'm not, that just remains to be seen. But you're going to get left.
Wow.
Now, you know, if this is after that third date and he had to pay, he ain't finna leave enough to give her no damn bus fare.
Exactly.
Okay.
No bus fare.
Oh, no.
That's one exception.
I don't give a fuck what happened to you after I dropped you off at the gas station.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
Hey, dog, you know how they say, hey, baby, I got to make a run. Just ride with me.
Oh,
drop ass
wow.
off on the other side of town.
Oh,
we
wow, dude. You would go that far to waste that much gas. You tripping because she won't put 50 cents on the tab. But you'll waste $10 dropping her off in an unknown neighborhood because she doesn't
sit there.
Should I
just spend my gas to go pick her up?
Oh, wow.
And then
you asked on the date.
Yeah, you said
we can't have it both ways. You can't either.
I'm going to see you in there for a pack of squares.
Nah, man, that's enough
wow.
for a cat.
I don't smoke.
A pack of squares for who? Because you don't smoke.
Right.
That's my point exactly. So you should know if I just sit you in there for a pack of squares, your ass in trouble. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it. He don't even smoke.
Okay.
That's just like you sitting there for a blunt.
Okay, public service announcement. Any females is listening that want to go on a date with Cass, if he ever seen your ass in the gas station for a pack of cigarettes, you better go call you a ride.
Oh, you're right. That's what you do. Okay.
No,
I can
just don't get out the car.
Listen, if we was double dating and we wanted to get rid of, so this is what we do. You send him in for some squares, I'll send him in for a blunt.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? One get out for the squares, the other one get the blunt, and we just be ghosts.
Hell yeah. And, like, you don't want to get out the car like us, I said. You better learn how to tuck and roll.
There you go. See, they can smoke squares in a blunt while they're waiting on their ride.
Right.
Well, see, that wouldn't work.
I'm not how you a dog, motherfucker.
You have to send me in for something else.
Oh, I think you're here for some iced tea.
Yeah, baby, go give me one of them. Go give me some Arizona.
I know you're going to have to cop for some iced tea.
Go give me one of them Arizona.
Go get it.
I'm gold like a motherfucker.
See, Mother Nature gonna have to get that tuck and roll. Oh man, this door ain't closed all the way. Hold up. Now you reach over and open it. I said, move,
bitch. I ain't getting out. I'm not getting out. You ain't forced.
Oh,
see, you didn't hear what I said. I said, Kaz will be the motherfucker that will put your ass, pull your, he will pull
thank
your
you.
Ass out. Time
thank
out
you.
Did not
say you better get out willingly, okay?
Because right. We'll be fighting. You either get out voluntarily or involuntarily.
Okay.
Take the choice.
Hey.
We will be fighting. We'll be Chris Brown and Rihanna going down the road.
Hey, let me go up through your mind. Why is he unbuttoning my seatbelt? Hold on, the door won't close with your seatbelt on.
Fuck that cup later on.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck that tip right on our car as soon as we empty it.
Mm-mm-mm.
You got four flats.
Now, see, I don't know. You fuck with my car, I'm going to have to kill your ass.
Okay.
Don't fuck with nobody. You wouldn't want no female to fuck with your car?
You should have left me, goddammit. I got the hood ornament around my neck. I'm wearing that motherfucker like a motherfucking prize.
What do you say? You tell a motherfucker, you tell a nigga, fuck you, I'll be waiting outside for him. See, come on out.
I'm doing that shit by 4 in the morning. Windows gonna be broke like a motherfucker. Tires on the flat.
Why you gotta tie the vehicle up?
I'm not gonna tell you, Kyle. I ain't gonna tell you. Right,
because you tie her shit up, she gonna come back and tie your shit up.
Exactly.
She gonna lose me.
Come on, man. She knows she made your ass walk.
I'm gonna call you, but
she knows she made your ass walk.
I ain't fucking with you no more. Just like that. 3-4 months later, this shit fucked up. I'm not saying I'm going to do it that night. After you forget about it, though, I ain't going to never forget. Shit, I had to walk 5-6 fucking miles to get back home. Fuck that.
Okay,
no shit up.
Now, you know what I would do for a motherfucker like you?
You ain't going to know it's me.
I will remove your plate. I would take your place off your shit and call the tow truck and be like, somebody parked this abandoned car in front of my house.
No, I told you the better thing to do is remove their vehicle. They don't know where it's at, just you.
That's what I'm saying, to have a tow truck come tow it with no plate. You know they gonna tow it without no plate.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How you gonna prove that it was me? This happened 4 months ago. You done forgot.
You think I don't forget? Come on now.
You could be dealing with another motherfucker and think it's him.
Let me tell y'all something. don't fuck with that man. Don't fuck with that man, Khan. Don't fuck with that man. I just seen that man get his food put out, and that motherfucker, if that girl would have came outside, he was going to kill her.
Oh, my God.
That shit was bogus as hell, man. And then that motherfucker was walking up trying to take my shit.
Hey, it was a bug walking down the street. Gonna take his food. Hey, man, I'm just looking. Hey, that motherfucker had honey buns, Snickers, Butterfingers. We were scared to
act. That shit was not cool. That shit wasn't funny at all to me. I didn't think he was actually gonna do it.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Bust out all the goddamn windows.
That
my shit outside
exactly.
On the porch. Come get your shit.
Actually, she didn't put it on the porch. She put it like by the tree.
Your shit
and
outside.
And the fucked up part is, we wasn't gonna go down the street because we didn't believe. We like, yeah, all right, whatever. She ain't gonna put that motherfucking shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's my turn to start thinking that the closer we got to the house. Hey, man, down that street.
My shit sitting outside. I couldn't believe that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Really? You really gonna put my shit outside? Whatever. My shit was outside, y'all.
Mm. Hey, my kid, can I ask you? I don't remember. Why did she put your shit outside in the first place?
Great America.
Oh, because you didn't take the Great America.
Right. All because of fucking Great America.
But where was the Great America like that side of it?
Well, it was a whole... Great America was the main thing, but it was some underlying shit going on, too.
He just fucked up all the way around.
In hindsight, I probably did fuck up, but I didn't expect her to put my shit outside like that, though. You know what I mean? But I can't admit that, you know, I did some shit wrong. I made some wrong, a bad decision. One bad decision. I said something I shouldn't have said.
I told you quit listening to Wick. You listening to Wick.
She took that shit to heart. And actually put my shit outside. I was crushed like, man, she ain't never put my shit outside. She put my shit outside.
I'm check this out. We got a 219 number. Bring them in.
All right. Give me a second.
Oh.
Yeah, she put my shit outside.
I hope that ain't her.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Oh, that was wild. But, I mean, she, you know, she had other motherfuckers in her ear, too. You know who I'm talking about.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Okay.
She's bringing that shit on.
Carla, what's happening?
What's good?
Waylo?
Yeah.
Hey, Waylo.
What's the
feed? What up, everybody?
What's going on?
No, man, I just came from a funeral.
Oh, damn. Somebody close to you?
Huh?
Was somebody close to you?
Yeah, Mr. Marcus Jr.
Oh, hell.
You know what? I didn't mean to talk to you about him, man.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that nigga died. I was hoping he died off real quick.
What?
Yeah, he died.
I got on WorldStar and you was the first motherfucker I thought about. Like, damn.
Let me
talk to this boy.
What are y'all talking about? Stop playing with me.
Oh, you ain't heard about it?
Don't play with me.
No, seriously, you ain't heard about Mr. Marcus?
What?
That
this nigga.
That motherfucker been out here, the motherfucker syphilis.
What?
Yeah. Southern Cali outbreak. He been fucking everybody with syphilis.
What?
Yeah, so Mr. Marcus Jr., he had to die.
Oh, my.
I was fucked up.
You know, he purposely was out there giving people syphilis.
He altered his test results to make it seem like he went and got treated. But I guess with syphilis, you're supposed to wait 10 to 11 days before you can, you know, start back fucking or whatever. So he altered his shit to make it look like, you know, he took his medicine and it was cured or whatever, but the nigga still had to shit.
What?
Yeah. I was just giving raw dick, raw syphilis infected dick to everybody.
Damn, that's fucked up. Dirty motherfucker, man.
I am so disappointed in Mr. Marcus.
Dirty,
yeah,
man. I mean,
I never thought I'd say that.
You know what? They need to kick his ass to jail behind that one.
Yeah, he should, because that's an attempted murder.
He cares, motherfucking ass.
That's
to jail
just like how they be, you know, going around giving people
AIDS.
Assault
with bodily fluid.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
he was. I mean, he knew, he was fully aware that he had it. It wasn't like he didn't know he had it. He was fully aware. He knew he had it, and the motherfucker just. I mean, this motherfucker started an outbreak. He didn't fuck two or three people. He started a fucking outbreak in what, Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Southern Cali.
Yeah, started a fucking outbreak.
Just think about how many bits of such as dick.
Exactly. So, my homeboy would not in any manner reference himself to Mr. Marcus Jr. ever again.
Ever.
Well, let's hope not, bro. Yeah, because I thought we were going to have to delete him off the page.
That's deep. I did not hear that at all. I've been, you know.
I thought
I would too. If something like that happened, I can't believe I'm slipping.
I was disappointed. Motherfucker, you.
I am. I had to put my chicken down. Wait a minute.
Damn, father boy, he was talking to me as you bad.
Oh my God. What if I would have went down there and saw him on the street and just, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Your ass would have came home with syphilis all over your ass.
Right. And every hole. They be talking about, well, damn, how did you get it in your ear? How the fuck did you get syphilis in your ear? He been going to put it in every hole, and I let him.
Lord, have mercy. Mr. Marcus, he just had a spell over me. I don't know what he did, but...
Well, I hope
he
broke it with that shit.
Okay.
Oh, that nigga is banned from porn.
I see the
light. Yeah, he blacklisted now.
That nigga blackballed.
Yeah, then he gonna try to put an apology out. I'm like, dude, you a foul motherfucker for that.
That shit going on all the time in porn, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, this motherfucker dog, he didn't start it ain't two or three women that came forward. He started a fucking outbreak. I mean,
what
it's
the
like,
hell is that?
It's like 40, 50 motherfuckers in the clinic because of Miss Marge.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah, so,
But how, okay, now,
you'll have to find
now,
him another
if?
Name.
How do they know for sure he's the one?
Oh, he admitted it.
Yeah. I can't believe that shit.
Well, see, it's not just his fault, but it's the people that he worked for, those movie directors and shit, the people that he turned his paperwork into. Mm-hmm. He was sending his shit in over a fucking text message. And he was covering his shit up on a text message. So it looked like he was all good on the text message bullshit. They should have had his ass come in and bring their paperwork in.
Right.
And they go falsifying records and shit.
I mean, shit, that might not have been the first time it happened.
It was the first time.
Well, I mean, but those,
I mean, the only good thing about it is,
for all the women, I mean, you can't get rid of the shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you can't get rid of it. You give me some shit, I'm coming at you, goddammit.
I mean, fuck if it is the fact that he did the shit, man. I mean, granted, you know, it's just the fact that he did that shit, dog.
Yeah.
And I mean, this motherfucker, like I said, he saw the fucking outbreak. It wasn't, that's the part that gets me, so I'm not having motherfucking shit, but saw the fucking outbreak.
Like, nigga, use an icon. Why the fuck is you doing that dumb shit?
The one thing that you, the most famous thing, the one thing in this world that you famous for and you done tainted it,
yeah.
You got to be the biggest jackass out here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even, I don't even want him working in Burger King. Nah, motherfucker, mm-mm. He might come
oh
with the mayonnaise.
I don't know what was wrong with Mr. Marcus, but I can't even. I don't even. Oh my goodness.
He was like Dirk Diggler. He was getting past his prime. He didn't want to let go.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, how you going to hold on by doing some shit like that?
I keep closing my eyes and I can see him. Oh my goodness. And oh my.
Well, you can see your ass in that clinic. That's what you're going to see. All dreams become nightmares, man.
Mm-mm. He couldn't get.
Wow, that's fucked up.
He couldn't
that's
get.
That's fucked. That's a lot of fucking women, man.
Dude, you got 40, 50 motherfuckers up in clinic. Like, who did you have sex with, Mr. Marcus?
Oh my god.
That's a lot of fucking women.
I mean, because it's bad because the fact is that he want to hold on to this look, well, to this image that he has so bad that you was willing to just infect all these damn women for an image? Come on, man.
Yeah, but still, though, that don't make no... How you gonna hold on to it by doing that shit? Because once motherfuckers find out, they gonna blacklist your ass anyway.
I guess... I don't know what he was thinking, dog. I guess he thought the motherfucker wasn't gonna find out it was him. All right.
It could have been even worse than that, child, but I don't even want to let that come out my mouth.
That is true, because those women do be having sex with, like, four or five different motherfuckers on the set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So some of the producers be getting it in with the motherfuckers behind the set.
Yeah, so his whole thing was, wasn't me, but shit, you got everybody like, well, shit, I only fucked Mr. Marcus that day. Well, I only fucked Mr. Marcus that day. Well,
yeah,
shit,
but think about the next day when them women went back to work fucking somebody else.
Yeah, but whatever the case is, however they found out it came from him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he admitted it.
But how many motherfuckers did they infect? Before they found out they had it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how the outbreak started.
Ooh, that's ugly.
I'll say it was a fucking outbreak. Like I said, it wasn't no two or three motherfuckers. This was a fucking outbreak in Southern California because of Mr. Marcus.
God, boy, that is ass. If I was in the point when I got the shit from motherfucker you fucked yesterday, and we done found out you the motherfucker that spread the shit. Man, I'm calling up all the homies. Everybody that fucked him, we all going to get his ass. Fuck that.
He deserved to get fucked up. He deserved to be fucked up behind him.
Yeah, he got to leave. And then he's famous, so he can't hide.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Say you was a gay man who didn't want to come out the closet, didn't want to, you know, be. So this was a job to you, Mr. Marcus. What if he was gay? And they said, either we're going to out you and tell everybody you're gay, or you're going to have to, you know, take the rap of saying you gave everybody syphilis.
You really trying to get this motherfucker credit, ain't you? You really
and they was
you really don't want this motherfucker not to be this dog ass motherfucker.
I mean,
when they was talking on that thing, they said that usually men get syphilis from other men, so that's a whole thing going on about that. But who knows?
No,
men
dog.
Get syphilis from other men.
What it all boils down to, Waylo, is she really don't want to believe that Mr. Marcus did this, because she been wanting to fuck him since he was 12.
That nigga's dead. He's dead to me. God damn it.
She don't want to believe that Mr. Mark is doing it. That's why she didn't came up with this. You know what? That's fucked up. She didn't actually came up with this conspiracy theory. Well, baby, that some gay men was going to tell the truth that he was. Well, it's okay. Well, if he was gay, shit, it's still just as damn bad.
I mean, it could be. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I hate for it to have to come out of my mouth. But maybe he was trying to hide something else.
No. The motherfucker's a nasty son of a bitch. That's all it is.
That's true.
You just got to accept it. You got to accept that he did what he did.
Man, nasty motherfucker.
My feelings is hurt, but, you know.
Now you know not to fuck with him.
That been more than your feelings hurt. You either got to call the hoe to your ass.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So ass, so mouth.
Damn, butter, you look like you. What the fuck? I ain't suck his dick. Oh, yes, you did.
There's
always some shit happening in porn, man. Always some shit happening.
The motherfucker don't use rubbers?
No, they don't.
I know you watch porn.
Hold on, y'all.
That's why they go through them fucking tests and shit.
Some of the ones I've seen, man, they be wearing rubbers on there, man.
The motherfuckers that's extra cautious, and I don't blame them because of shit like that. But 9 times out of 10, how many porns you seen and the motherfuckers ain't got no song?
I'm going to tell you like this, dog, and this is honest to God truth. I done watched a lot of porn in my life. I ain't ashamed to admit it. If the time right, I'll watch some now. But, and probably out of all the porn that I done seen, I done probably seen maybe 2-3 tops of motherfuckers that wear condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably because they didn't get tested yet. And they just want to hurry up and finish the movie. And motherfuckers ain't wearing no motherfucker. And let it be known, my early years, I got half my stash from Father Time, so I know he ain't sitting there talking about no, they had all these motherfucking whisper calls.
No, man, if you watch it, if you watch some of the newer ones, dude, them motherfuckers wearing rubbers.
Well, maybe mine's still old, but maybe I still got something to hold with.
Like, get you a 2010, 2011 one. They wear rubbers in there, man.
Yeah.
I ain't seen none of them.
If you ain't living with that motherfucker, you need to have a fucking rub on anyway. That's the way I see it. There's too much shit going on out here.
Did y'all see your movie?
Huh?
I mean, you see shit, you can still be living with them and need to put a, keep a condom on.
True.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. If I'm living with you and I still got to wear a rubber, I don't need to be living with your ass.
Well, what if she tell you shit? She don't believe in birth control.
Well, shit, I'm suck that motherfucker out when I get done. What did you say, way low? Suck that motherfucker out when you're done, shit.
I mean, come on.
I ain't
going to
need a lot to
hold
you.
On, dog. Brother, let me ask you a serious question.
No.
We living together. Every time we have sex, I got to put on a condom. And we live together.
Well, depending on the situation and the people, you might have to do that.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I mean, okay.
If the woman says, okay, let's take the scenario.
I'm going to be real with you. You're going to fuck around and get pregnant by me. Because I'm not, I ain't got too old for this pull out method shit. I ain't got too old for that. You gonna pull out?
Yeah, but you're living with the person, man. Y'all actually sharing a home together.
Right. I mean, shit. If we living together, we sharing a home. There's no pull out method.
No, there ain't no rubbers coming off. Fuck that. We live together.
Really?
Nah,
I mean, okay. Give me one scenario. Give me one scenario where y'all living together and the man needs to wear rubbers. Just give me one.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit, you ain't her man. That's what, shit. You just living there. That's pretty much it. I'm telling you, motherfuckers. You ain't the only one I'm fucking.
No. What I'm saying is, you don't know if you the only one he fucking.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Shit. Tell the truth about it. You never know.
You never know who fucking who. She can have her exercise man, and she can have him. Don't leave her out the equation.
Oh, I'm not doing that at all.
Okay, well,
again,
I mean,
on top of that, like, again, when I say with the birth control situation, if she says she don't believe in birth control and she can still have kids.
That's a chance we gotta take.
Man, cause you getting fucked without a rubber.
Not if we living together. Come on,
we
now. That's the farthest thing from my mind. I come home with a rubber, you be like, "Well, who you fucking?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, you bought rubbers home tonight? Oh, your other bitch didn't give you no pussy tonight or something? Oh yeah,
right, exactly.
I thought we'd try something new. Oh, okay.
The radio show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I muted it now in the car, but I was talking.
Where you at? Sometime still on here?
I need to go get the rubber.
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to go with Mother Nature. What you think about what she said, Mother Nature?
Okay, what you want to ask me?
You know what, Mother Nature?
Right.
Tell you something. Your motherfucking dude is the host of this show. For you to keep ignoring these questions.
I'm not ignoring the questions. I had to pick some kids up from the movie, and I didn't hear
what you
said.
You know what? I'm not gonna talk to you no more. I'm gonna let the Father Time talk to you. Father Time, go ahead, bro.
She still don't know the damn question. I'm not repeating the question.
You don't know the question.
Give me that Samuel Jackson, dog. Give me that Sam.
No. What's the question, Butter? Butter, what's the question?
What's the question?
I'm taking a smoke break. The question.
If you living with somebody, is it cool for you to fucking wear a rubber if y'all living together and y'all still fucking?
Should he wear a rubber? No.
Yeah,
for what? What's the point? If he come in with rubbers, I'm like, who the fuck? What you been doing? That's how I'ma look at it.
Okay, but
that's like if I told him to wear one, he'd be like, well, why?
Because it's about that time for your period to come, or you know, you can get pregnant and
you're the dog, motherfucker.
And you don't believe in birth control.
Bullshit.
You know what? I'm packing my shit and I'm getting the fuck out your house.
There should not be a reason for rubbers and stuff if you're in a relationship.
Really?
Not at our age.
Well, yeah, at our age. But, I mean, the motherfucker real, real fertile. You know, when you met him, they already had six.
Damn.
You might want to wear a rubber then.
Right.
That motherfucker fertile as hell.
Nah.
In that situation, I would say, yeah, you can wear a rubber. Well, shit.
I'm
43
like
years old,
situation
man.
In the situation where, okay, you done been dating for a long time or knowing for a long time, and they got a 17, 18-year-old child, and then all of a sudden they got a 1-year-old or a 3-month-old, then you'd be like, okay, she done got back fertile. All of a sudden, I might need to put on a condom.
I mean, evidently I ain't your man then. I'm just somebody you fucking.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I'm just telling you. I'm not saying. Look, don't take anything to heart. I'm just saying this is just the way a man thinks. A man thinks like this. If I'm living with you every day, no, I'm not gonna wear a rubber. We living together. If we're an item. If we're a couple. No, I'm not wearing a rubber. I understand that you might be fertile shit, but I'm not finna wear no rubber every night.
I agree with you, man. As long as
that
motherfucker
try to pull out method. That's what we gonna do. We gonna try to pull out method.
Yeah, we gonna try it. I ain't gonna say it's gonna work every time, but we gonna try it.
Fuck that shit.
Okay.
I might want to take that shit in the shower. I ain't got time to go get out the shower and go get no damn rubber. Fuck that.
Right.
As much as y'all complain about paying bills and child support and all that, you'd rather
pull
the pull out.
If we didn't have that, we still find something else to complain about. Just like, oh, it don't matter. It don't matter at all.
At least
if they're together, they wouldn't have to worry about child support. They just in one house anyway.
Yeah, that's in a perfect world, but she don't work out like
right.
that all the time.
Right.
You just say, I didn't
right.
say it happened all the time. I just said, you know, y'all saying y'all together.
I don't know what the hell Mother Nation been on lately.
You know what? You don't leave me alone. That's what
she
you
gonna
do.
She on that Oprah shit tonight.
No, I don't even like Oprah, so you can go on with that.
That's the first person I've heard say that before. I'm like, Oprah?
Where you been? Nope. Oprah ain't for us. She for everybody else.
I think you're alone, but everybody, ain't nobody wearing rubbers.
I mean, now, if we just casually fucking around, then yeah. But now, if we sitting there, I'm waking up to your stinking breath every morning, you waking up to mine, and shit, we kissing each other. Nah, something got to give. I can't get no
boredom.
I go get that pill for you when I wake up.
All right, shit, with that morning hard on, you ready to hit something, shit. Oh, wait a minute, put a rub on. Nah, you know what? This ain't even working. This relationship is not working. I'm leaving. I'm not. Well, I'm not gonna even lie to you. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave you on the pedo. One of the.
Jesus.
I'd say you probably ain't doing the same thing with me, because that's what I'm thinking in my head. Is she cheating on me anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't caught the bitch yet.
Oh, I'm telling you, if
I'm taking my boots off, I ain't using no rubber.
She don't want to feel this hard dick. She want rubbers? What? She got to be doing something.
Now I'm doing the father time. I'm looking through your phone. Something going to get us. Somebody going to tell me something.
Goddamn right. What's this text message from?
Oh, shit.
Open that laptop up.
Your fucking purse. I don't do that kind of shit. I'm a jealous motherfucker.
All right, man. Well, we coming down to the end of the show, so. And you know now that Butter is fucking around on her man.
Oh, Lord have mercy. No, that's just, that was just a very, I wanted to know everybody else's opinion of the whole situation. That don't mean I'm cheating on nobody.
Mm-hmm. We know. She's like, yeah, baby, I'm not cheating on you.
Put this rub on.
Right, put this rub on. Hey, he looking at her right now. Yeah, all right. Uh-huh. He done got up and walked out. Mm-hmm. Fuck this shit.
Right. When you go to sleep, I'm out there.
That nigga done tore all the rubbers out the package and I'm flushing down the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna raw dog me tonight, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Hey, I can't run. I'll be right back. Where you going? Get a pack of squares.
Two-four shorts in the box, baby.
Yeah, two-four shorts. Oh, hey, you gonna be short? Cause I ain't coming back.
Wait,
Tammy,
you going to get some cigarettes? Where the fuck you at?
Oh,
all
shit!
All of the motherfucker, Asian motherfucker,
texting
the motherfucker.
Hey.
Where you at?
Hey, she gonna call that
motherfucker
off. She gonna call that motherfucker off. She gonna hear in the background, bounce them titties, bounce, bounce them titties. What, you at a strip club? Oh, me? Nah, I'm on my way.
Ego, that's what you're going to say. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. 3 hours later. Where you at? I'm on my way.
What you doing now? I'm coming.
Good night. I promise I'm coming.
Yeah, man.
You text it back. You can't believe it, man. You ain't going to believe this. I just got pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
out here.
You
gotta get caught by a train somewhere enough.
No, tomorrow she gonna get that damn Dear John letter. It ain't you, it's me.
Oh, Lord.
You gonna call back tomorrow. Y'all ain't shit. He left because of y'all. Y'all ain't shit. Your mama's ain't shit.
Oh, man. Good luck.
Yeah, man.
What'd they say? Wrap it up.
You know he's going to raw dog you tonight. They going to dare you to say something. I'm too fertile. Yeah, you lay your motherfucking ass down before I choke the shit out of you. You bring your bread tonight.
I tell you. They say wrap it up, and that's what we going to do. Wrap it up.
You heard them on the radio show. We gonna use the pull out method.
Skeeting that belly button.
You can skeet everywhere you want to. When I get that ring on my finger, my last name change.
You ain't never
got to put on the condom a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Sorry,
I know we can bring it in the show.
As fast as I can put it on,
All right, hold on for a second, dog. I know we can already end the show, but she said something that touched a nerve with me. If you got married, would it bother you if She didn't take your last name? Waylo.
She said, would it bother me if she didn't take my last name?
Yeah, but y'all married. Would that bother you?
Yeah, it ain't gonna bother me.
I said my last name changed.
I know. You said your name would change.
Uh-huh.
What about you, dog? Would that bother you?
Yeah. It would irritate me.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because that actually happened to me. She didn't take my last name. That shit bothered the fuck out of me.
What?
For the whole fucking age.
Okay, now what's she on Section 8? Or what's she on welfare? You trying to keep her check.
No.
I mean, was she the only, you know, she didn't have no brothers, what? She was the only person in the family with the last
name? No, she just didn't take my motherfucking name. I should have saw the red flag. But,
yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
But y'all was introduced to Mr. and Mrs. at the wedding.
Yeah, but she never officially changed her name, dog. That shit bothered the fuck out of me, man.
Shit ain't on the Social Security card, then. None of that.
Changed.
She didn't officially do none of that, dude. And that shit fucking bothered the fuck out of me. Because I always thought, you know, when you get married, the woman was supposed to take your name. That's the way I thought it was supposed to go.
I mean, not nine times out of ten, but half of these women, they hyphenate the name, last name.
She didn't even do that shit.
Yeah, you can hyphen the name, but goddamn, you just don't take it at all.
Mm.
Didn't take it at all.
So that means that y'all were actually married?
You
should have
karate chopped her.
Yeah, we were married.
I mean, they were still legally married. She just didn't take his last name.
Right. And I can see if you're famous. You know what I'm saying? That's your stage name. She ain't even fucking famous. That shit bothered the fuck out of me, man.
That would have hurt me. Oh,
she wasn't trying to get no type of assistance or nothing. Because a lot of times when they're trying to get assistance, they keep their last name so they can
get their can understand if she's trying to keep her Section 8 or her food stamps or something like
was,
that, trying to help
the
family out.
She was making $50,000 a year. She wasn't getting no goddamn. She just didn't take my motherfucking name. That shit hurt the fuck out of me.
Oh, man.
When you said that,
it
just
brought up all that. I want to give you a hug. So sorry.
I just wondered if that would bother the rest of y'all. It bothered the fuck out of me.
That hurt my feelings
for you. I feel your pain.
She didn't take your name?
She didn't go get that paperwork done. The only reason she wouldn't get that paperwork done because after I left my ass, she couldn't do shit because her last name wasn't legally McCarter. So when she found out she couldn't do shit, then she finally that shit. But I was gone already.
Dude, that's fucked up, man. That shit fucking hurts. That's fucked up. I'm glad I ain't the only motherfucker that felt like that.
Wow.
Like I said, you should have karate chopped her ass in her throat real fast.
Wow.
You would have felt better.
It's like that. But hey.
That's like that.
All right, so before we get to the end, before they cut us off, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh.
All right, last words.
Who, me? Did you say me?
I said wait, little baby.
I didn't hear you. That's why I asked. Because nobody said that.
I'm going to email y'all a song tomorrow, just something that Lady Queen and Acolyte did real quick in the studio. Like I told y'all, Mr. Marcus Jr. is dead. He changed his name to the Beer Belly Boy till he could find a new name.
Okay. So he's not dead. He just...
No, that nigga dead. He got hit by a train this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sometimes,
you still on here?
Yeah.
All right, you got your last words. Well, don't say yeah, because we done hollered your name 3 times.
So you gonna get that wrong?
Oh, because I was reading about this married pastor was arrested after passing HIV to women in his church.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, what
God.
Is this world coming to, man?
Playing with me tonight. This is just too much information for my ears to hear tonight.
2012. Y'all better go get saved. It's coming.
Okay. Whatever, man. Butter, any last words?
Oh, God, have mercy on our souls.
Mother Nature, any last words?
Quite the entertaining show, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Bob, you got any last words?
Get saved.
SadCityDocSchools.com. Y'all hit us up.
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out this mode. Tomorrow night, y'all, same time.
Take us out, man. End us up out of here, man, because I'm finna hang up on you, motherfucker.
Why you want to hang up?
Amen.
Old stars, crazy eyes, you motherfuckers sound like Elroy Jackson.
It's okay, Kat.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right, y'all. Tomorrow night, y'all. 8:30. Peace.
Good night.